Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Happy Sunday and Merry Christmas. Tonight on Uncluttered, we are touching a truth that many people hide. You know, some people say they want love. They pray for love. They search for it. They talk about love. But deep down, love scares them more than loneliness ever could. And why is this? Because loneliness is familiar. Loneliness feels safe. Loneliness hurts, but at least it is predictable. But love on the other side is unpredictable. Yes, love is unpredictable. Because love demands vulnerability. Love asks you to expose your fears, your wounds, and also your insecurities. So instead of choosing love, some people choose isolation. And this is not because they don't want someone, but because loving again feels like risking the heart again. So tonight, we're going to talk honestly like we always do. Why do some of us fear love more than loneliness? What is underneath the fear? Is it trauma? Is it experience? Or is it heartbreak that shaped it? And how do we break free? Tonight, we talk softly as usual, but deeply. So, before we go on, let's go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba.
You sweet past mango, you sweet past agbalumo. No know where I want go. Oh mommy, you mad bad umo. Now only you fit in me, baby. Don't go. You said let's be friends, oh. Let's take it gently, baby. Me, I know get pens, oh. I know get bendy, baby. All I got is love for you. Like I need just misses the point. I need you like a god needs more and more. Can't do without you. We're like two sides of a coin, oh. Coin, oh. Ah. We made love more than memories, but in my song you're my melody. You're the only one that can be there for me. I need you now more than ever, yeah.
Hey, welcome back, fam. Tonight, we're going to talk about when love scares you more than loneliness. Yes, love can be very scary. Love can truly be very, very scary. Some people prefer to be alone than falling in love again. Because love comes with its bags and baggages and every other thing. But when you're lonely, you don't have to worry about someone breaking your heart. You don't have to worry about, you know, changing yourself for someone or being who you are not. So why can love feel scary? Why do love feel scary? Because it requires a lot. We're talking about trust, we're talking about vulnerability, we're talking about sharing feelings. And we're talking about letting someone close to us. This, a lot of people find it very difficult. because it takes a lot to be in love. You know, also letting someone know your weakness. You know, for someone with emotional wounds, you know, this feels very dangerous. Because for them, loneliness becomes a shield. You know? So let me ask you, what scares you the most about letting someone into your heart again? Is it the fear of rejection? Many people fear love because they fear rejection more than loneliness. Loneliness says no one can hurt you. It says no one can make you feel like you're not good enough. But you know what? Love says you might get hurt again. And to me, nobody wants to get hurt. You know? The fear of being abandoned again makes you, you know, makes love look very scary. It doesn't make you feel like you want to go back into it, especially if you've been through a lot. I know a lot of people that have refused to love because they fear rejection. And another thing is, you know, the fear of losing yourself. Because some of you out there, you feel, you know, love will change you, distract you, make you feel dependent, and also make you feel vulnerable. Some of you think if you love too much, you will lose yourself. Yeah, and some people do. When they love too much, they lose themselves. And you can't blame them. That is why we're here, to learn from each other. You know, it's really hard. I know some of you think, oh, why would I choose loneliness instead of loving? If you've been through trauma, if you've been through heartbreak, if you've been through rejection, then you will know why some people choose loneliness, because they fear to love again. And let me ask you, you're listening to me, why do you fear losing yourself if you fall in love? I've talked about loving yourself. And trust me, it is very, very important, loving yourself. If you love yourself, honestly, life will be much better for you. If you love yourself, you will feel good about yourself. You won't feel lesser. You're going to build yourself so strong that it will be hard for anyone to break your heart or make you feel lesser than you are. Before we talk about fear built from past trauma, let's go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba.
Mama called me, oh, just the other day, she said, hello, hello, I'm talking to you, baby. Somebody call me, he come to tell me, say, yeah, he see you with Tomoibo, tell me, are you crazy? Girl, are you foolish? She your rope, I don't finish, oh, with you, they do it, your coro. Girl, I'm your mother, you know that I know better, oh, but my love don't care at all. Love don't care who you know. that draw and tell me, are you crazy? Girl, are you foolish? Shebang, I don't finish, so what do they do with the t-shirt? Girl, I'm your father, your opinion doesn't matter, but my papa don't.
Ephraim, I'm sure you're still there. Today we're talking about when love scares you more than loneliness. Now let's talk about fear built from past trauma. Sometimes fear of love comes from emotional betrayal. When you've been betrayed by somebody you love, somebody you want to spend the rest of your life with. Also, it comes from abusive relationships. When your man beats you or your woman beats you, because people always think it's only the man that beats the woman. There are women like that. They are macho. They are like soldier. They will beat the hell out of a man. When you come from, you know, that kind of relationship, you'll be scared to love again. Because the only thing that will be ringing in your head is, oh, he's going to beat me also. And that depends on what you are doing wrong. But whatever you do wrong, honestly, no one has the right to abuse you. Physically, emotionally, in any form. It's either you sit down, talk about it, see a therapist. I'm not a therapist, so I can't help you. You see a therapist, you talk about it. Or you live peacefully. Sometimes fear of love comes from abandonment. When somebody just walk out on you without letting you know. I've seen some marriages that, you know, the husband will just pack his load, pack everything and leave without talking to the wife, without trying to sort things out. Because it's not everybody that knows how to talk. Some people, they bottle up until they are tired and they just walk away. I don't blame them. I can't blame them. It's how they are being built. It's how we mothers, we build our children. How our men were built in those days. To be quiet, not to complain, not to cry. Just suck it in. And sometimes fear of love comes from heartbreak. And also, we talked about it this last week, losing a partner in death is always hard. Because if you're not careful, for the first, second, third relationship you go into, you will find it difficult. Because that man is going to be frustrated because he doesn't even know how to love somebody that has lost someone. Because sometimes you will compare that man. Sometimes you will compare that woman to your lost love, to your dead partner. And sometimes growing up around unstable relationships. So I always say, you mothers, you fathers, watch what you do. I love speaking my language. I know you've been expecting that. If the relationship is not working out, see a therapist. Talk about it. Or you let go, because you know what? Your children are watching. And what example are you setting for them? How are you making them view what love is all about? Some parents, they are like cat and dog in the house, always shouting at each other, yelling, using abusive language, cursing. Your children are watching you. That is why you need to be very careful. And also, it's hard for people that you know, their heart remembers wounds, not love, not care. People like that would choose loneliness instead of choosing love. So, my dear, what past experience shaped your fear of love? If you're listening, let's talk about it. You know what? You can call me on WhatsApp, 0744-881-1570. We need to talk about it. And let's talk about the comfort in loneliness. Yes, for some people there's comfort in loneliness, because they won't have to get worried about, you know, a guy beating them up or a woman, you know, insulting them, abusing them. That's why some people choose to be lonely. They choose to be lonely because loneliness become, you know, familiar to them. It becomes predictable. And it's safe. Because you don't have to, you know, dress and look good for someone instead of looking good for yourself. Yeah, because if you're in a relationship, you get very cautious of everything you do. How you look, how you make up, what you wear. But if you're lonely, you don't care. Which is not good. But at the same time, you don't have to look good for someone. Look good for yourself. Dress for yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, I am beautiful. You don't need anybody's validation. You just need you to feel good about yourself. You need you to love yourself. You don't need anybody. Now, for some people, yeah, loneliness, you know, has become, you know, comfortable for them so much. It becomes a way for them to protect their heart, for them not to go through any heartbreak. They feel peaceful because they're not expecting anything from anybody. There's no control in being alone. You dictate everything to yourself. You tell yourself what you want. You do what you like. You go where you want to go. You don't have anybody calling you. Where are you? You don't have anybody saying, oh, but you didn't tell me you were going out. You won't have anybody telling you, oh, call me when you get home. And when you don't, it's going to be trouble. You won't have anybody to say, oh, who are you talking to on the phone? Who have you been chatting with on the phone? That is loneliness. That's why most people feel better being lonely than being in love. Is that you? It's okay to fall in love. Yes. It's okay. But you just have to find the right person. The person that will take it slow with you. The person that won't rush you into anything. Yes, you need to find love. It's a festive period where everybody shows love. Where we eat together, we mingle together, we visit each other. You know, people visiting from, you know, other places, everywhere in the world. Find love. Don't be shy. Engage yourself. Communicate with people. Go out for lunch. Go out for dinner. Whatever suits you. Go to Piccadilly. It's beautiful. You will meet people. Don't be afraid. It's okay to love again. But fall in love with someone that will see you through your pain, that will assure you that it will be okay. Not someone on a fast lane, no. because some people, they are coming for Christmas. Wallahi, most of them will come in the name of Lord. I cannot pronounce everything. It's not nine yet. But you got me. You understand what I'm saying? And some, they will take everything from you. There are people like that. Some of them are hunters. Like Dirty December in Lagos. Ha! Mommy has something. After Dirty December, so people will have crying January. They will have heartbreak January and February. So open your eyes. Don't let them do you GBTO. It's not only men that do GBTO. Ladies do too. They will come, you think, you see, some of them, they will come from UK, America. They will buy all sorts of fake dress, fake bags, you know, playing big girls. By the time you think you don't see better person. Meanwhile, husband, they here. But then go Lagos, go do Dirty December. You go enter, I wash it. You enter that job, a lot, Benny. They will sweep you. Especially you that is still collecting salary. Why shall I? And you that you're married, that you're looking for Dirty December girls, a lot, Benny, please take care of Omo. Because Ojo and our girls, you all gara. Girls will come, they will sweep you. They will tell you they are this, they are that, they are this. But if you visit them in their house, oh God, you will understand that you don't enter. Be thinking about that. I'm going to go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba. Happy Sunday once again and Merry Christmas. Let's talk about signs that shows that you are afraid to love. You know, fear of love can show up as pushing people away. When you see a man, you just feel irritated. When you see a woman, you just feel like, Now she break your heart. Or did he break your heart? No. You don't look at everybody same way. Jide is Jide. Tonia is Tonia. Tonia and Fumi, they are not the same person. They are different. Every woman out there is different. Every man out there is different. don't punish another person for another for someone's sins. Free yourself, mingle. You see, this life where you keep trying, if they want to count it, let them count it. That's not your business. You know what you're looking for. You learn every day. When you learn from Tunde, you will use that to date Jide. What you learn from Tunde, you use it to manage Jide. And Jide too will show his character. You will learn that one. By the time you combine everything together, one day you will get there. It sounds stupid, yeah. I hear you. But it is what it is. That is reality. You keep trying until you get there. Because if you say because someone hurts you, because of that, you're not going to love again. You go dead here. You go rust. Your heart will rust. Every part of your body will rust. Your mind will rust. I know it's not easy. But you will get there. You need to love again. Another sign of that you are afraid to love is being overly independent. That one I know. Me, I know that one. I mean, losing a soulmate and being alone for many years, he made me so, so independent because I'm used to doing things myself, you know. But when I go out, I tell my children I'm going out, yeah. That I do, but some people, they don't. You take care of your children yourself, you take care of yourself, you get so independent. It will be hard for you to have someone in your life telling you what to do or, you know, asking you to do things. And it's not your fault. Another one is sabotaging your relationships. When they use your head, they think waiting for the apple. Because Ogade broke your heart, you will think the other person will. You will be suspecting. You will become a detective. Every move. And that person is going to get tired. And you or she will move on. Because nobody wants to be called a thief. Even a thief will not even allow you to call him a thief. Oh, a thief. Everybody na thief, eh? They say the person way they catch for money na be barawo. If I got that right, I'm not sure. But that's the best I can do. You know? Some of you refuse to open up. You refuse to open up. And I don't blame you. Because a lot of people out there, they use your vulnerability against you. Some of you make excuses. And you know the worst part? Most of you choose emotionally unavailable partners. And your fear hides beneath your behavior. Wake up. It's not the end. No. You keep trying. You will find love. You will find someone that will love you the way you want to be loved. So I'll ask you, which of these behaviors do you recognize in yourself? You can write it down. You can work on it. And with time, you will get better. Because some of you don't even know. You can't even put words to it. Yeah, you can't put words to it. You just know, even right now, some of you're thinking, oh yeah, oh, is that why I'm like that? Because you don't know. And that is why we are here. That is why we meet up every Sunday to talk about things. It's like a wake-up call for us all. And you know what? This is unclouded. We say it exactly the way it is. No mask, nothing. Just say the way it is. we address it the way it is. And while you're writing it down, what you recognize in these behaviors I've listed, I'll go on another short break and I'll be right back. It's your girl, Samba.
From all of us at Radio Africana,
wishing you a healthy and happy holiday season.
Let's go!
Merry Christmas!
We're wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Hey lovelies, it's your girl Samba. Let's talk about why love is worth the risk. Yes, it is worth the risk. Love is scary. If I'm being honest, it is scary because it can break you. Especially for us that love deeply. Yes, love is scary. But it can also heal you. Yes. Love is unpredictable. Very unpredictable. But you know what? Loneliness is guaranteed. Emptiness. Loneliness is emptiness. And if you're not careful, you go so deep into it, you'll be lost. And at the end of the day, you're going to get hurt badly. You're going to lose yourself. You see, all the things you don't want to risk to fall in love, you will have it on a platter of gold. Yeah, it's not funny, but you know when I talk sometimes I imagine. The imagination makes me laugh. Let's wake up. If you're too lonely, you see all the things you don't want to risk. When you see two couple, being together, loving themselves in a restaurant, it will break your heart because you're lonely. Because you don't want to risk falling in love again. Each time you see people playing love around you, loving themselves, you will feel bad. So, What's the difference? Don't be empty. I'm saying it, especially this Christmas. Take opportunity. Grab it. It's like buy one, get one free. This is the time to meet new people. But then, be careful out there. I'm only encouraging you to go out there, mingle. But listen, be careful. Because Christmas period, I'll say it again, plenty hunter deal. Some of these hunter, some of them carry cutlass. Some of them another weapon entirely. So you need to be very careful. You know? Trust me. It is very, very important to love yourself and allow love. Again, there's nothing wrong about it. I know you're scared. I know you're afraid. But it can only get better. Don't make yourself unavailable. Loneliness is not good. Loneliness will carry you where good. I mean, carry you go where you don't want to. It will take you to where you don't know. It's just a matter of time. For a while, you're going to enjoy that freedom of not answering to anybody, you know, from not talking to anybody, from not being worried about, you know, what to wear to a party, you know, looking good for your man or your woman. You're not going to worry about it. You're going to love it. But after a while, you will wish you didn't. Loneliness is not good. Love expands your heart. It brings joy. It brings purpose. It brings companionship. It brings warmth, connection. It brings happiness. Fear can only protect you from pain. But you know what? It's okay to love again. You're being fearful. You don't want to have pain. But you know what? You're also blocking your joy. If you're afraid not to go through pain, you are also blocking your joy, your happiness, your well-being, your mental health. You need joy in your life. What's that Christmas song again? Joy. I can't remember. I wanted to play you that. Maybe it will make you feel happy. Huh? It's a joyful time. It's a festive period. Please love. Make yourself happy. Fear can only, you know, take away pain for a little while. But you see what fear is doing? It's taking away your joy, your happiness. It's taking away companionship from you. It's making you sad. It's moving you away from the world because before you know it, you feel like you're not longer living with people. Because you just get lost. Just, can somebody tell me what that Christmas song is so I can play it? Help. Huh? Okay. So can you play that? It's Christmas period. Let's enjoy it together.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Hey Fab, Merry Christmas. I'm so happy. I'm sure you're happy too. Let's talk about how to face fear of love. Steps to start allowing love again. Firstly, acknowledge your fear. Identify the trauma source, where your trauma is coming from. Talk to your doctor. They will refer you to a therapist, or they will refer you to someone that can help. Communicate openly. Take small emotional risk. Yes, you can try. Like I say, keep trying. There's nothing wrong with trying. You will get there. Because if you close your eyes for all those bad people to walk past, you won't know when that man, that woman that's got love for you will walk past you. And you need to stop assuming worst outcomes. I know. Yes, I know. I understand. But you need to be positive. Be positive. Allow others to be close to you gradually. Don't rush. I'm not saying rush. Don't rush into it. Remind yourself that love isn't your enemy. No. It is that man with a stubborn head and that woman that is always playing, you know, stupid. It's not love. Not be love offend you. Now, human being. Love is just love. And I always tell you, it is okay to seek therapy if you need it. Don't be ashamed. No, seek help. Healing is slow, but it is possible. So, what emotional risk can you take this week? We can work it together. You can send me a message on WhatsApp 0744-881-1570. We can work it together. I can go on that journey with you. I will try my best. And for you out there, who is loving someone who fears love, don't pressure them. Don't rush. And most importantly, don't guilt them. Instead, reassure them gently. Be consistent. Show love, patience. And also create safety for them. And listen. This is very important. Listen. Listen and protect their boundaries. Also, avoid criticism. Avoid them. That is the only way you can help. Because fear is emotional memory. It is not stubbornness. They're not being stubborn. They've got a lot of painful memories. And that is why you need to be very gentle. And what do you do when love scares, you know, when love scare turns into self-sabotage? Because if you're not careful, fear sometimes becomes an habit. You get used to it. Everything, you're scared. You avoid intimacy without realizing it. What are the examples of sabotage? you're picking fight all the time. Choosing emotionally unavailable partners. People that don't have emotion. The emotion is dead. And some of you, you don't leave before things start getting serious. You will pick risk. Ah, this kind of love is too much for me. I can't take it. It becomes unbelievable. And refusing love that feels safe. Because you're not used to love that feels safe. You're used to abuse. Fear convinces you that loneliness is safer. It's not safe. You know what? Freedom begins when we expose fear to truth. My people, I care about you. And I know you care about me. That is why you listen to me every Sunday. And I appreciate you. And I wish you the best Christmas ever. But as we close tonight, I want you to remember something deep. You are not afraid of love. You are afraid of pain. You are afraid of disappointment. And you're also afraid of heartbreak repeating itself. Loneliness doesn't scare you because loneliness has never betrayed you. Only love can break the heart. So the heart builds walls. But you know what? Walls don't just block pain. They also block your joy, your happiness, the sweetness of relationship, the sweetness of companionship. Your heart deserves another chance. Not rushed, not forced, but slowly, gently, and intentional. Tonight, I want you to ask yourself, is loneliness protecting your heart? Ask yourself, is loneliness protecting my heart? Or preventing it from healing? You deserve love that is safe. You deserve love that is patient. Love that understands fear and walks beside it until it fades. Thank you for joining me on Unclouded. Thank you for sitting with the truth. And thank you for being vulnerable. I am your girl, Samba. See you next Sunday.
Obozi gini kanachono imana chukwa gazi bomo onyelu miyu nyelu yumi. What am I looking for? Say my God, it don't mess me up. He giving me you, giving you me. Opposite give him a chance at me. But baby, you know, say you got love for me. I do go. When I call your name, you shall got love for me. Follow me.
I love you.